I think he says that kind of stuff just to get under my skin. BB Shea just said something controversially. We have a friend that's getting ready to go to Florida, and he's going to Universal Studios. So BB Shea says, "Oh, you're going to Disney?" He goes, "No, I'm going to Universal Studios." BB Shea says, "Eh, same thing."
It's the same exact thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Same place,
same
thing.
I'm with him here.
Okay.
You can't differentiate it to me. It's not going to make sense.
Okay. So if I say I'm ordering Papa John's, and Kristen says, "I thought you were going to Domino's," I say, "Same thing."
No, that's not the same. That's not a comparison.
It's not the same thing.
I'm going to McDonald's for lunch. I thought you said you're going to Burger King. Same thing. They serve the same type food, but they are direct competitors.
They're not owned by the same people?
No.
I would have never known that.
It's
I've never been.
Place. Yeah, if somebody says I'm going to Disney, I assume they're going to Disney, Universal, and Epcot, and it's all one big combined thing.
It is not.
You can. Some people do, but most of the time you tend to pick
one. You go one or the other because Disney is owned by Disney. Universal is owned by Universal, and they are huge competitors in the same city in Orlando. And you can go, I would like to go to Universal. I haven't been to Universal since they've improved it to the Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter made a big difference for Universal.
To me, it's like if I said I'm going to New York, or if you said, are you going to New York? I would say, no, I'm going to the Empire State Building. That's what it's like to me.
No, because they are not on the same property. They are miles apart. They're miles apart on different, and they're competitors. Right. They compete. Yeah.
They're
compete
owned by different people,
and they compete against each other.
Agree to disagree.
Was this one of those times where you're just
wrong?
Well,
it's like a White Sox Cubs game.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
If you go to see the White Sox play, you don't get to see Wrigley Field.
Right.
Yeah.
So I say I'm going to see the Cubs play. And you say,
Comiskey.
Yeah. Right, exactly. They are in the same city. They are competitors against each other. Just the McDonald's, Burger King, and the Domino's, Papa John's.
Yeah. But I think if you've never been, it doesn't matter because I don't know the difference.
Orlando is just a big blob of tourists.
Just, it's just a circle there, and people go there, and they ride rides and eat food.
Well, maybe, but we've just explained the difference to the neophyte, who is BB Shea, and he refuses.
Well, it's like this. Look. I don't know what a prime number is. You can explain it to me over and over again. I'm still not going to get it. It's still not going to make sense to me.
Jesus Christ.
You lost me.
I've had multiple times in my life people try to explain to me what a prime number was. I still just don't get it.
But
it's like that.
You understand there are multiple theme parks across America that all compete against each other. Okay, if I say I'm going to go listen to X radio station, and you say, "Well, I thought you were going to listen to Rock 92," and I say, "Same thing, bull." Okay, not the same. It's you're listening to the radio. You're not listening to the same thing on the radio.
Like, I get that, but geographically, all these places are in the same place to me.
Just like Chicago has Wrigley and Comiskey. Yeah. So you're a huge Met fan.
Nailed him.
Right? You love the Mets.
I mean, I am named after the Mets.
But right. Yeah. You're a huge Met fan. Right. Oh, it's the Yankees. Well, same thing.
Same thing. Same city.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I can't talk to him anymore.
No.
We have to have...
No, this is a knock on your probationary period. I've noted this down.
Is the consultant still in town?
Send this to him.
Yeah.
See what he says. Chris Dem did a deep dive on your earlier statements about Will Chamberlain not scoring 100 points when they played in, it turns out, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah. I heard about this all my life as a kid, grew up a sports fan. And Wilt Chamberlain, there's no video of this, but scored 100 points playing for the Philadelphia Warriors when he was playing for his jersey says Phila. Mm-hmm. They played the New York Knicks on March the 2nd, 1962. So we just missed the anniversary.
Yes.
And let's see. There was little excitement about the game because the Warriors were in second place in the league behind the Boston Celtics. The Knicks were dead last.
Neither, so the game didn't mean much.
There were five games left in the season. Nobody wanted to see it. They made these teams, the NBA back then would make teams play games in other non-home or visiting cities to try to grow the game. Mm-hmm. So they played the game in Hershey, PA.
And do you know how many people attended the game?
No one will ever know. The arena seats 8,000. Mm-hmm. The attendance that night, they said, was 4,000. But apparently, the owner of the Warriors at the time was legendary for inflating numbers.
So we don't know how many
people. And most of the people who came there, they came to watch the Eagles play the Colts in a scrimmage basketball game.
Oh, God, really? So yeah. Eagles-Colts played scrimmage before
yeah.
the game.
That and then, by the way, Wilt Chamberlain will be here in a minute.
That's really interesting because I've always wondered why the game was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. if he played for the Philadelphia Warriors. And I know Hershey, PA has never had a team, you know.
No.
I mean, it's weird.
The night before, Chamberlain spent the night in New York City partying all night with a female companion.
One of 20,000.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah. He dropped her off at her house at 6 a.m., no sleep, hungover. He climbed on board the train to Philly at 8. They had a long lunch, almost missed the team bus to Hershey. And the players were so bored, they said, chocolate was more exciting about what than watching the Knicks play the Warriors in Hershey.
Wow. It was that?
It was a drafty old gym built for ice hockey.
And he scored 100 yeah. points,
yes.
even though he was in that condition.
Yeah.
It was like... Do you know the story, the legend of the guy for the Yankees, David Wells, who pitched a no-hitter, perfect game,
yeah.
and then later said, I was high as a kite.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on like some major drug. I forget what it was.
I mean, so no, not him.
I thought it was
no,
Wells.
No, he was hungover.
He was hungover.
Doc Ellis, the guy for the
yes.
Pirates,
Doc was
tripping
balls.
LSD.
Yes. Yes. He was hungover. Doc Ellis was tripping balls. Thank you. Thanks right. for the correction. Yeah. Well, same thing.